B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10 with the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Brady.
Hey, how's it going?
What's up? Oh, wow, you sound depressed.
No. I mean, I've been better, but...
Okay, well, how can we help you, you poor sack of
Man, I'm trying to find this girl, man. She's just not getting back to me, and I'm not sure why. I mean, there's no real reason that I can think of as to why, because I thought everything was going so good, you know?
Okay, well, tell us how everything went.
Well, I actually met her through a friend. Things were going well. I mean, it's not like it was nothing out of the ordinary, just some dates and stuff. We went out to dinner, you know, we had some drinks and stuff, but I felt like we really connected, you know, I liked her. And then I think it must have been the fourth date. We went out four times total.
Mm-hmm.
And the fourth time she slept over. We hooked up. I thought it went great. And now nothing.
Mm. Was that the first time that you had sex on the fourth date?
Yeah.
Ah. Well, I have my guess.
I think it went well, and I really do. You know, I'm not just
let me tell you, I'm a veteran in that game. You don't think it goes well. You know if it goes well.
I did finish quick, but we did it twice, and the second time was way better. Way better.
Do we really need to continue with this? Because
we definitely need to continue with this. I would love to hear her version of that. Okay, hang on. We're gonna call her next. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Second date update on the 10s.
Now back to the second date update on the 10s
with the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we just spoke to Brady. If you missed it, let me bring you up to speed. First of all, he ain't no Tom Brady. This dude is no king. He's no goat. He met this girl, Steph, through a friend. They went out a couple times. After the fourth date, they finally had sex twice because the first time was very, very quick, which Brady admitted. He self-professed. But he said other than that, you know, she's been avoiding him. He doesn't know why. So we're going to try and call her right now.
Hello.
Hi, Steph.
Yeah, this is she.
Wow. Okay, so listen, this is going to sound weird, but just give us a chance. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, a radio station, okay?
All right. Hi.
Hi. Okay, you're following along. Okay, so now you're probably wondering why we're calling you. I'm going to tell you, just hang on. We have an opportunity for you to go on a date with an amazing man. And we'll pay for it. What do you think about that?
Who gave my phone number? That's what I'm thinking.
Okay, here's the deal. We got a call from a guy who likes you, and he wants to take you out and show you a nice time. So basically, why we're calling you is to let you know that we'll pay for any date that you choose. We'll set the whole thing up. You tell us when you can make it. We'll do it for that date, and we'll even provide the gentleman who's going to try and wine and dine you. What do you think about that?
Okay.
Okay, he sounds like a great guy. You guys actually went out a couple times. His name is Brady.
Oh.
So Brady wants to go out with you again. He said you guys were having a good time. What do you think?
That's not going to be a thing that I do. No, thank you.
It's not going to be. Okay, can I ask you? Okay, here's the thing. He explained to us how you guys went out and everything, and the last time you got a little romantic. He apologizes that the first time he was a little quicker than usual.
That was not even the biggest issue of the evening or the smallest issue of the evening or the issue. I mean, that was... Oh, wow. Like, so how much did he tell you exactly?
He said you guys went out four times. The fourth time, you hooked up, basically. And then after that, he said that you haven't been responding to anything. You've been avoiding him.
Yeah, I have like a image like seared in my head that I don't think I'll ever be able to get rid of from that man.
Can you tell us just so we can at least tell him and you know, if you're not into him?
I mean, he was a cool guy, whatever. We were pretty open with each other. Like, I'm a sexual person.
Yeah.
So I guess maybe that's why he felt like the door was open for this, but there was like some behavior that I just think was not, I've just never, I didn't know that was a thing.
You're being super vague.
Yeah, you need to, like, spell it out.
Yeah, can you give it a little more specific, and that way we can, we'll just pass it on to him.
He blew himself.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Hold on a second. Okay, hold on. Steph, hold on. Brady's on the phone,
yeah,
by the way.
Yeah, he came
Steph.
In quick.
Yeah,
and
I know
just like when he was with her. And hold on. Brady, please be quiet. Steph, did you just say that he blew himself?
Yeah.
That's not how it went down. That's not how it went down. Why would you say that?
What? did you... Okay, Brady, did you blew himself?
I mean, technically, yes.
All right, listen. Romero, I got to back out of this one.
I didn't know that was possible.
I wasn't like, hey, look at me, check this out. It was kind of like in the moment, and we were just doing our thing, and there it was. I felt like we were so open. She was so sexual.
Yeah, but
we were talking about so much
If you're messing around with her, how do you end up when you're... Like, did you do it by accident?
I can explain it. I can explain exactly how it happened.
Okay, please do.
Yeah, so, you know, the first time it lasted, like, 8 seconds, like, and that I'm being nice. And then we're, like, kind of messing around some more, trying to get another round. And it wasn't really working. Kind of worked and not really worked. And he was like, oh, I have a trick. I have a solution. And then, bam.
Why? Listen, I was doing this for... What are you doing?
I got nothing from that.
I was doing it for us.
All right, well, anyway, listen. Okay, so are you sure you don't want a date with Brady? He promises he won't blow himself ever again.
I can't do that.
I thought we were cool. I thought we had a circle of trust. I thought things were going well. I guess I was wrong.
Tomorrow on the Second Date Update on the 10th.
Oh, you're going to want to hear this one. I mean, just listen to what this guy tells us.
I don't know. It's a mess. I can't remember much about last night. And on my nightstand, there's an ID of a lady I had in my apartment. And I have no memory of this broad. Nothing.
Beautiful. Tomorrow morning, 8:10. Get him.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery.
B-Pod Studios.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.